Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday panel this morning. Jay, good morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You're okay?
Yeah, great, thank you. And Gary also joins us today on the blue side of things. Hello, Gary.
Hiya, Steve.
Let's start with Everton, first of all. A back three. Is it problematic for the way forward? Are there any positives in the way Ronald Koeman has been deploying a back three, Gary?
Yeah, it has, because if you're employing a back three, you've got to have pace as your wing-backs, and we haven't got pace. I mean, it's different if Seamus Coleman's playing, but certainly Baines has lost his pace, and it just doesn't work for Everton. We've tried it numerous times, and, you know, we got battered last year at Chelsea, and we've been beaten a number of times this year, because he deploys that when we're playing the sides in the top six. And it's evidently not working at all.
Is Ronald Koeman going to change things? Is he going to rectify that? Do you think he's seen the problems that lie around it?
I hope so, Steve. I mean, moving forward, we've got to give him time. We've got to give him time because of the amount of new players that he's brought in. But there doesn't seem to be a plan, let alone plan B. There doesn't seem to be any sort of shape to the side this season. And obviously it's been spoken about millions of times, is the lack of pace throughout the side. It's like 10 outfield players who are all of the same pace and quality.
Has it tested your confidence in the manager?
Yeah, it is at the moment, if I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't call for his head, to be honest with you. I wouldn't call for his head at this early stage. It is only a second season, and we've got to give the new players. But what's testing the patience is that some of the new players look like they're not up to it at the moment. We saw the other night when you're bringing younger players through, there's players there from the under-23s who look more suited to the Everton we want than the players he's brought in.
There is that scratch-your-head thing, isn't there, about why Everton have got such a great young crop, but they're not thrown into action a little bit more. Look, from the Liverpool side of things, Jay, and we just heard Gary then say his patience is being tested a bit by the Everton manager. I know you wouldn't be calling for Klopp's head either, but your patience has been tested as well, hasn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously in October time, Klopp will have been in the job 2 years, won't he? And, you know, when he came to the club, the problems Liverpool had was defensive issues, wasn't it? And let's be honest, he's had 4 transfer windows and he's had 2 years in the job, as I've just said, and nothing's really changed, has it? We're still conceding sloppy goals, errors that lead to goals, and, you know, it's just not good enough. And he's had 4 transfer windows to rectify that problem, and he's just not really brought in the quality that we wanted. I think he spent, what is it, £12 million on defensive reinforcements, where, you know, obviously Karius, Robertson, Matip and Clavin, and, you know, let's be brutally honest, we're simply not good enough at that still.
Do you know, I think the real shame about going out of the League Cup midweek is there's players that played midweek, like Ben Woodburn, Marco Gruic, there's others as well, that you just think their footballing time in the first team has been cut dramatically short this season by not being in that competition.
Well, that's exactly it, isn't it? I mean, obviously Danny Ward came in the other night as well, and Danny Ings returned from injury, but, you know, let's be brutally honest about it, these players are probably not going to see much game time now, are they, because we're out of that competition. And, you know, I wrote a little article in The Echo yesterday, and I said as well, you know, you've got to consider now, it's really going to be difficult to win the league. We haven't won the league for such a long length of time. We've had an average start, shall we say. We're 5 points adrift. Champions League can be very tough, isn't it? First year back for a long time as well. So, you know, let's be brutally honest, the only thing that we're probably going to be able to win now is the FA Cup. So we're in September and we're out of one of the competitions that we could have won this season. So it's very disappointing, isn't it, Steve?
So targets have changed. And for you, Gary, targets slightly different as well, I would imagine, from what you were thinking a month ago.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't see us going much further now with that draw away at Chelsea. Really can't. I mean, you know, it'd have to be a miracle in my eyes if we get through that side. But again, like Jay's just said, you know, for Everton, you're looking at those two cup competitions. Everyone had high hopes of maybe having a decent run in the Europa League. But again, I just now, 6 weeks or 4 weeks in, those targets seem to be changing. So you're just hoping that it's a cup competition, that you'll have a decent run in and have a little bit of luck in the draw. And obviously, evidently, we haven't been given the luck in the cup draw.
You haven't got it, have you? On the bright side of things, you've got a couple of young lads who really are looking the business. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin bears a pretty heavy weight on his shoulders at the moment in terms of what the Evertonians expect him to deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? You've got to give him the utmost credit, though. I mean, he's come in and he's done a job each and every time. Most of the time, he's being played out of position. You know, he's being played down the wings. But the penny's got to drop with Koeman. He's, you know, after Wednesday, you've got to give the lad a run up front, in the middle, up front, and maybe play Rooney off him if that's the case. And you've also got to look at Nias at some point. We haven't got centre-forwards, so you've got to look at these two lads and say, come on. You know, give them a go. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Well, Nias is an interesting subject, isn't it? Because he's hung around. He's seen his time out, even when others had sort of cast him out and you expected him never to be in the Everton shirt again. And there he is playing in the first team once more. So what do you expect for his future?
Do you know what? I think every Evertonian has took him to the heart because of his conduct over this last year. You know, he's been thrown out. Koeman's just dismissed him. And he's never moaned. He's never gone to the papers. You know, he's conducting himself brilliantly. And I think that's what resonates with practically every Evertonian. And everyone is willing him to do well. I mean, he took that goal excellently on Wednesday. And I'd like him to be given a chance. I mean, he was half decent when he went to Hull last year. As you boys know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Scored against us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there's something about him, isn't there? So, you know, hopefully it shines through. Right, let's have a look at the weekend then. Liverpool back at Leicester. They had 30-odd shots the other day. Things still didn't work out. Should they be a bit more patient, Jay, with their approach? Would that pay more dividend?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the stats for the game last week against Burnley, we had 35 shots at goal, but I think about 25 of them were all long-range efforts. So, you know, we've got to be a little bit more patient. And to be honest, I thought in the first half against Leicester in midweek, Liverpool were totally dominant and we should have won in a half-time, 2-3-0 up, really. And we just never took our chances and frustrating as ever, do you know what I mean? And then you just know second half, don't you? Something's going to change. They're going to get one chance. And then I think Okazaki coming on changed the game for them. 10 minutes on the pitch, scored a goal, and then, you know, that was it. It was game over, really, and Slimani wrapped it up for them with an absolute belter, and there's nothing you can do about that, really. But once again, you're looking at the errors leading up to goals, and it's just simply not good enough, and Liverpool need to start taking their chances as well, because they seem to have dried up a little bit, haven't they? You know, only won against Burnley last week as well, and didn't even score in midweek, so it's vitally important for Liverpool. We're going to make a lot of changes, I think, for this game, so hopefully it'll be a different outcome, and you know, you've got to be confident going anywhere to score goals, this Liverpool team. I know they've dried up recently, but, you know, I've got to be confident that we can go there and get a win, Steve.
And this will be the last match without Mane, won't it? That'll be significant when he returns.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's quite scary, really, isn't it, that when he misses games, Liverpool seem to struggle. And it's stupid, really, because, you know, when you've got the likes of Coutinho and Firmino and obviously Salah now as well in your ranks, it shouldn't be that much of an issue and a problem, but you know, it must be just psychological. Everyone knows he's a fantastic player and he's massive for our team. But, you know, it's worrying, really, isn't it, that one player is being off the team affects Liverpool completely. And, you know, that needs to be rectified, doesn't it, Steve?
Gary, can you put Everton's struggles down to a tough fixture list? Or has it been more than that? Will things simply change from tomorrow?
I'd like to think so. I mean, there's no getting away from the fixture list. It was an absolute nightmare fixture list. But that was compounded by the levels at which we were performing, and they weren't very good. So, you know, I think if we'd have performed to a higher level over those matches, we might have had maybe 2 or 3 more points. But you can't blame the fixture list, really. Now we've got a run starting like Wednesday with 4 home games. So I'm hoping this period will, because a lot of it is confidence as well. And, you know, touching back on what we said before about the younger players, you've got to give Davis, he's got to come back into the side, you know, for his energy. You've got to put Calvert-Lewin in. And this may just change these 4 home games. We might just get 3 good results out of 4, and it just may change the mindset.
So home win for Everton tomorrow?
I expect a home win tomorrow, yeah.
OK. Jay, what about Liverpool?
Well, obviously, it's the perfect opportunity now to redeem ourselves. You know, midweek we lost to Leicester, so we return again, and you know, it's going to be changes, as I say, and I'm hopeful that Liverpool can get a victory there. I don't think Leicester, you know, obviously they won the league not so long ago. They're dangerous going forward, but I think in the middle of the park, last few summers, they've lost Kante, they've lost Drinkwater, two influential players on that team, and I don't think they're great, to be honest. And I think Liverpool, if we can get at them, create chances and take our chances, then I think we'll get the 3 points.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.